Recorded Books presents Minute Mage 3 by Reg Rome. Narrated by Brian Wiggins. Chapter 1. Determination. You have been blessed by the mercy of God. 10 health restored. Your health is 170.
Kai, that's me below half mana,
the paladin Janin said. He stood up from his sitting position beside me.
Let's take a break, and then I'll get back to you once I'm back at full.
Sure, I nodded. Thanks for the help.
It's no problem. Anything to beat the flaming boredom out here.
Boredom? Is it that bad? I'd assume living out near Kingdom's, Empire's edge would be pretty exhilarating, with the monsters and everything.
Well, it's definitely stressful boredom, but at the end of the day, most weeks pass without anything happening out here. Dragons generally take care of the larger threats, and they don't bother us unless we bother them. So it's basically just sitting around, and if something ever does happen, we're dead.
Sounds like a shitty job.
Well, it's not like we wanted to take it, Bond said. Course it's bad.
You didn't want to come out here? Why then?
Punishment? Oh, it's more like a way to get rid of people. We weren't wanted, so we're sent out here to do absolutely nothing. Out here, we either die to a monster or we live, and still can't do anything to hurt the Emperor. May as well be a silent execution.
Sounds like you pissed someone off, I sighed. Wasn't like I didn't understand the frustration of being punished just for upsetting the wrong person. Also, sorry if I'm just being totally ignorant, but I thought Baronruth had an empress, not an emperor.
We did, Bond said. But now we don't.
What happened?
A flaming assassination is what happened,
Janin burst out with a scowl.
Our empress was...
Shoy!
Bond shouted over him. Janin stopped. Then Bond turned back to me.
What do you think we said that got us in trouble?
Ah, I nodded. So I guess you had the wrong theory?
You could say that. The accident happened a couple of years ago, and my squad and I were supposed to keep the peace during the riots that followed. We didn't want to. Now we're here. Makes sense you Cohen Karens haven't heard of it. New Emperor likes to keep things quiet.
The conversation died out after that. Seemed like there was a bit of baggage that came with guarding the mountain range. Looking out the window, I could see in the distance a few more outposts similar to this one, lining the border between mountains and fields. Were they all out here for the same reasons?
Anyway, Bond continued after a moment, we're pretty much just here to warn people if there's a monster attack. That's what the message paper is for. If we ever see a dragon that looks particularly aggressive or really see any sort of anomaly, we write it on the paper so the higher-ups know what's going on. That's why we need to know what you're doing here. Humans coming through the pass, that's certainly an anomaly. And you said you had some sort of demon attack, too?
Yeah, I said. But, can you give me a moment before we go through all of that? I actually have a level up I need to manage. Bond laughed.
Sure, sure. Take a few minutes to do your thing. I'm in no hurry to cramp up my writing hand.
Great, I sighed. Irani also had levels to manage, according to Inash, so we all needed the break to meditate. And, in case our strategy for dealing with the Truth Stone didn't work, I definitely wanted to be at my most powerful when dealing with them. So, I opened up my status. Name, Arlen Noda. Age, 20. Class, Minute Mage. Class Type, Magic. Level, 20. Experience points, 388 out of 3,000. Health, 170 out of 520. Stamina, 41 out of 252. Mana, 1,260 out of 1,260. Health per minute, 0.193. Stamina per minute, 1.63. Mana per minute, 73.8. Strength, 31, 21 plus 10. Endurance, 52.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?